Shares of Walmart were up this morning after the nation's largest retailer announced yesterday that online sales in the U.S. jumped 30% in the fourth quarter compared to a year ago. It was a very different story at Macy's. That company announced yesterday that revenue and sales are falling. Maggie Lake hosts CNN Money with Maggie Lake. She joins us from New York. Hi, Maggie.
Hi, Jeremy.
Well, the big headline in this Walmart report was a jump in online sales. What's behind that?
Yeah, wow. And a big jump at that. This is really a case of them investing heavily in digital, buying up companies, including Jet.com. In fact, a colleague quipped to me, that's what happens when you buy a unicorn. That did hit the bottom line at first, but now it's paying dividends and they're getting that traction and investors absolutely loving it. In fact, many of them were saying that, you know, in some of these spaces now, Walmart is competing with Amazon, and that's really saying something.
Yeah, they've been trying to compete with Amazon for quite some time.
Everyone's trying to compete with Amazon.
Well, should Amazon be worried now about Walmart?
I think it not terribly, a little bit, but not terribly. Walmart does have a really impressive supply chain. Let's remember, they're the world's biggest retailer. They're very competitive on cost. And I think you can argue maybe that, you know, they're in one business. That's retail, right? Amazon's kind of spread all over the place. Walmart's going to focus on really servicing those customers. The flip side is that Amazon's all over the place and you can get your pet food, socks, and original content if you're a Prime subscriber. And I do think that there's a lot of, a lot to be said for that. That appeals to a lot of people. I mean, I know I certainly do that. And they've got a really big cash revenue coming in from cloud services. So Amazon is very formidable. But Walmart has shown at least that you can compete. And that's important.
It also made me wonder, I mean, the big criticism of Walmart for so long has been that it comes into town and all the local businesses go away because they can't compete with big Walmart. That if Walmart is becoming the online retailer that they've wanted to be for so long, are they going to start to put people out of business without even moving into town?
I don't know. You know, Walmart, I think that their case is they're going to kind of do a dual strategy, right? Amazon's never really been brick and mortar. I don't see Walmart moving totally online. I think that physical presence is still really important to them. I don't know that that's going to change that dramatically. But listen, this is an instance, whether you're talking about Walmart or any other retailer, retail jobs may be at risk at some point because consumers, all of us, are showing that in many cases, we prefer to shop online.
Right.
And that's a trend that's going to be really hard to reverse.
And we apparently prefer not to shop at Macy's, according to their numbers.
Yeah.
What's going wrong with Macy's?
Or department stores, right? Department stores really seem to be turning people off. Macy's is struggling for sure. I mean, you know, they beat expectations, but revenue is disappointing. The only reason they're hanging is because people think they might be bought out. Apparel is a really tough spot. You know, they are trying to increase their digital footprint there.com, but they're competing not only against the online shopping, but also quick fashion, right? Like Zara and H&M. We want it, and then we want something different in 2 months. Really hard for Macy's or any department store, traditional department store, to compete. They're caught between both those competitive forces. So that is going to be difficult. Malls are just not in right now.
Well, and just briefly, are malls going to be in trouble because if Macy's starts closing down more stores?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's a real threat, and we're seeing that already. The question is, can Macy's survive, especially if they do get acquired and bulk up with Hudson Bay is the rumored, you know, person who may be circling. Amazon hasn't conquered fashion yet. That's very important to remember. They sell clothes, but they haven't cornered fashion, which I think leaves an opportunity for these traditional department stores to maybe make some headway.
Maggie Lake hosts CNN Money with Maggie Lake. Thank you.
Thanks. Good to be with you.